All right, I ask you to take the word of the Lord tonight and turn once again to the book of 1 John, tonight chapter 5. 1 John chapter number 5. And, we're going to read about three verses for our text this evening here in the book of 1 John chapter 5. And listen carefully to what the Lord teaches us tonight from His Word. Beginning verse number 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Father, we thank you tonight for the opportunity we have now to come and to preach thy word. We thank you for the wonderful songs of Zion that we've sang this evening. We thank you for these that have come tonight and are faithful and to come and hear thy word. And we ask tonight your richest blessings upon them. We ask you tonight, dear Lord, to be with all these on our prayer list, meet each need in their lives. And for everything that you do tonight, Lord, may the word of God be exalted and thy Son be lifted up. For in the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. When I was growing up, as I got a little older, there was a song that I remember by a man by the name of Sam Cooke, I believe, sang it. And it says something like this: don't know much about history, don't know much about biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took. Don't know much about geography, don't know much about trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, and don't know what a slide rule is for. Well, that always intrigued me because I could identify with that. I didn't know very much anyway. But you know, we find tonight that there are a few things tonight that I know. Brother John, in his book of 1 John, I guess we could say was the book of no. Because if you study this book and you were to get a Strong's Concordance and begin to look up that word know, and knoweth, you would find that throughout the book of John, 1 John, he talks about some things that we know. And tonight when he talks about knowing here, and especially in our passage this evening, he means tonight that we have absolute confidence. We have absolute confidence. We're 100% sure. We're not 99.9, but we're 100% sure. Tonight we have the absolute confidence that these things we know. And John says we can have absolute confidence tonight in some things. I want to talk to you tonight about this I know. This I know this evening. I want to be like the guy that was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I remember watching it when it first became a television show, and the first man to win $1 million, when it got to the last question, and he had all of his lifelines left, and he called his dad, and he said, just wanted you to know that I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I know the answer to the question, just wanted to let you know your son's about to be a millionaire. He had absolute confidence in his ability to answer that question. Well, tonight we have absolute confidence tonight in some things the Scripture teach us this evening. God says we can know some things. And so tonight we need to look tonight in the Scripture for just a moment and find this I know. This I know tonight, that I have eternal life. In our text this evening, John said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. He's writing tonight to Christians. He's writing tonight to believers. He's writing to those tonight who have put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, I'm writing these things, and the reason that I'm writing these things is that you might know ye have eternal life. I can have absolute confidence tonight that I have eternal life because I have believed on the name of the Son of God. Because I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. I know that I'm saved, and I'm saved forever. I'm not saved today and lost tomorrow. I'm not saved today and lost next week. I'm saved forever. I talked to a man one time of a different denomination, and we were talking about eternal security. And he believed tonight that you could lose it and get it back. And I said, "You've ever got it back?" "Oh," he said, "sometime I'll lose it as much as 20 times in a week." I thought, boy, I'd be in a mess. Listen tonight, I know that I'm saved. I'm saved forever. I have eternal life. You see, tonight, John tells us in the third chapter of 1 John tonight that God has done something for us. He said, "Beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not." And then he said, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." Right now, right in this present moment of time, I am a son of God. I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not the begotten Son of God. But tonight I've been begotten by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And I'm now a joint heir with Christ. I'm a part of the family of God. I am tonight a son of God. You see, one of these days this body is going to die and get corrupt tonight and return back to the dust. But I'm here forever. You'll never get rid of me. I'm here forever this evening because I have eternal life. You say, "Well, now, how do you know that?" Well, I was there when it happened. I was there when it happened. You know, if you go to a court of law, they don't allow what they call hearsay evidence. They don't tonight allow a lot of things. And if you're a witness, you have tonight to be an eyewitness. You have to have seen what happened. I remember hearing about a trial where one of these real cunning lawyers was in a trial about a man who had bitten another man's ear off. And the witness was on the witness stand, and the defense attorney approached him, and he said, "Did you see my client bite off the other man's ear?" And he said, "No, sir, I did not." He said, "Well, then, how can you say and be a witness to the fact that he did it?" And he turned around to return to his chair, and the man said, "'Cause I saw him spit it out. I was there when it happened. I know what happened long ago. I know tonight that Jesus came into my heart and into my life. I know that I met Jesus Christ. That I was condemned as a sinner tonight. That sin had condemned me because I was conceived in iniquity. I was brought forth in sin. And tonight, because of the sins that I had committed and because I was by nature a sinner, I was condemned before Almighty God. I stood guilty as charged this evening, and God tonight, and the sin had condemned me. But tonight I want to tell you the Spirit tonight convicted me. I remember the man preaching on the subject when the lights went out in the land of Goshen. Where will you be when God turns out the light? I thought, boy, that's preaching right at me. But you know, you sometimes try to shrug things off. And then the guy got up and sang it five rows back. And I sat in five rows back. And eventually, tonight, as the Lord began to speak to your heart and convict you of your sins and show you tonight you were condemned because of your sin and you were headed straight to a place called hell. And then tonight, thank God, as the Spirit convicted me, not only did it convict me tonight, then it pointed me to Jesus. It showed me tonight Jesus Christ being the Savior of the world. His blood tonight paying the debt that I could not pay. And everything I'd ever done tonight was unworthy before Almighty God. But thank God tonight when I cried out in repentance and faith, Jesus Christ came into my life and Jesus saves. And this evening, you see, I met Jesus tonight. And when I met Jesus, I tonight could safely say I have eternal life. Now, there's a song that we sometimes sing in our hymn book called The Haven of Rest. I'm glad I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'm glad tonight that faith took hold of the Word and my fetters fell off. And I'm glad tonight I'll sail the wide seas no more, but I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. The haven of rest is my Lord. You see, this evening, I'm tonight have eternal life. I know that. I have no doubt in my mind. I have absolute confidence tonight. I have eternal life. I read about a man not long ago. I read his testimony, and he went to the doctor. And the doctor diagnosed him with some kind of cancer and told him that he had about 5 weeks to live. And he told how that he went home and he lived out in one of the western states. And he said that he looked at the mountain view from his home, and what a beautiful mountain it was. And he said, I'll look at that mountain, and said, the doctor has diagnosed me with cancer. He says, I have 5 weeks to live. But he said, I want to tell you something, mountain. When you're tumbled into the sea, I'll still be living. He said, tonight, I went down to the river where I used to fish and loved to watch the waters and the cool waters flow by. And he said, I look at that river and said, river, when you cease to flow, I'll still be existing. He said, I looked at the sunset and said, when there's no more sunsets, I'll still be existing because I have eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. What a testimony tonight. What a great thing to understand and have absolute confidence in tonight is that no matter what tonight comes your way, if the doctor says you have cancer, you have only a short time to live tonight, you can say, thank God for eternal life. I know, I know, I know. But when all of this tonight is gone, I'll still be here because Jesus died for me tonight. And with John Newton, we can all sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now was blind, but now I see. I want to tell you this evening, ladies and gentlemen, he wrote the last chorus of that song tonight, the last stanza of that song that we sang. When we've been there 10 million years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. You think about that. Somebody said it's 10,000 years. Well, 10 million worked just as well, too, won't it? 10,000, 10 million, 100 million, 100,000, whatever tonight. Let me tell you tonight, when all tonight is gone, we've still been there 10 million years. We've no less time to sing God's praise than when we first begun. That's what eternal means tonight. We have eternal life. I know tonight, I have absolute confidence tonight that I have eternal life this evening. I might not know a lot of things, but I know that. I know tonight that I have a home in heaven. You see, Brother Paul, as he wrote the epistle to the Corinthians and the second epistle in the fifth chapter, he writes these words, for we know. Well, like that. Well, we know. Have absolute confidence. You don't have to worry about it tonight. Well, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were destroyed, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens this evening. Jesus said in John chapter 14, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, I go and prepare a place for you that where I am there, ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. Somebody said, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Hallelujah, I'm headed to a mansion, not a cabin tonight. I want to tell you tonight, I'm headed home. Paul said we have a home eternal in the heavens tonight. We know that. I'm headed home. This world is not my home tonight. It's temporary, and it won't last forever. Everything about this world tonight is temporary, and it'll not be here forever. Think about that this evening. A lot of people tonight are building things they think will be there forever. I heard about Napoleon, the Emperor of France, and he went by one day, and a man was painting a picture. And he asked the man, said, what are you doing? He said, I'm painting tonight. And he said, why are you painting? He said, so that it'll keep on and I'll be immortal. Napoleon said, well, how long do you think that canvas will last? And he said, this is the finest canvas known to man, stretched by the best hands in France. He said, it'll last at least 1,000 years. And he said, see what you think immortality is like, 1,000 years. I want to tell you, not 1,000 years seems like a long time, but it's not very much, is it? What did the Lord say about 1,000 years? 1,000 years to the Lord is one day, and a day is 1,000 years. Not very long with the Lord, is it? Let me tell you something tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Everything we build in this life is temporary. Everything you possess in this life is temporary. All your money, all your prestige, all your fame, Everything tonight that you can acquire and obtain in this life is temporary. You know, I'm not saying tonight we have need of material things. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying tonight I see a lot of folks building mansions on this earth. But one of these days they're going to leave them. One of these days they're going to be left behind. But praise God tonight, we're headed for a home eternal in the heavens tonight. I'm leaving this world. When they were building our house, I were talking, one guy said, well, you need to buy 40-year shingles. And I said, what for? He said, what do you mean, what for? I said, man, I'm 65 years old. How many 105-year-old men do you know? I don't know very many, do you? Maybe you're looking at the only one you'll ever know, but, you know, 40-year shingles. I don't even worry about expiration dates anymore. Hey, you get my age, it doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, I'm headed someplace tonight where there is no expiration date. I'm headed to a home eternal in the heaven. Paul said, we know. I like that song that says, on that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I'll be there. We're going to get gathered to our home beyond the sky. I know that I have a place waiting for me. See, he says down just a little bit further in this chapter that tonight that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And you think about that this evening. We're going to leave this body. It's going to go. But the minute we leave this body, we're present with the Lord. I can't even imagine that. And my little old mind, tonight that kind of boggles my mind and blows my mind tonight. That I could be standing right here in one moment, and the next moment I'm present with the Lord. Now think about that. And I know I have absolute confidence in that I have a home eternal in the heavens tonight. Inspiration used to sing, some morning you'll find me touring that city. I want to tell you, hallelujah, one morning you'll find me touring that city, but more than that, one of these days you're going to see me tonight in my eternal home, and I'm going to see Jesus, the one that died for me. I know that God hears and answers prayers. John tells us in a few verses after I read in our text tonight, and this confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have petition that we desired of him. I know tonight that God hears my prayers. I even know tonight that God answers my prayers. You see, there are many testimonies tonight right here in this congregation that could stand and tell how that God has answered prayer for them. Because how that God has tonight heard their prayer and answered that prayer. The Bible says this poor man cried and God heard. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but understand this tonight. God tonight hears our prayers. Well, what a privilege that is. Tonight we can carry everything, all of our hurts, all of our problems. We can carry tonight all of our needs and our requests, our supplications, and we got somebody we can go to. You know, sometimes you have problems in this life, and you need some assistance. And you start trying to find some assistance. You start trying to find somebody that can help you. They're either not home, they're out of the office, they'll return your call later, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, think about it tonight. I'm serious. You know, you can always go to God in prayer. He's always accessible. He's always there. And He always hears our prayers. And you know, the good thing about it is, He knows the answer before we even ask. He knows what to do before we even ask. Somebody says, why do we ask? Why do we even have to go to God in prayer? Well, you know, I thought about that for a long time, and I don't know how long ago it's been now, but my oldest boy called me one day, early in the morning, and he said, Daddy, my truck, I can't hardly drive it. What's the matter with it? Now, he's at Senatobia and I'm at Smithville. Follow me here. And I said, well, son, I don't know. And then I said, is it running hot? Yeah. I said, well, you broke a belt. Well, what can I do? And I told him what to do. Now, listen to me. If I'd have been God, He'd already knew what the problem was before He ever called, wouldn't He? And He knew what the answer was and what to do. Now, we have to call on God. And we can find help in our time of need. And we all have times of need. God will hear your prayer. He'll even give you strength to keep on in the journey. You ever get weak? You ever get weary? You ever get tired? You know, sometimes life just wears you out, doesn't it? I mean, you're just facing everything you think you can face. And you think, how can I take another step? A couple of years ago, I went to Missouri. I left about 11 o'clock on a Thursday night and drove to somewhere over in Arkansas and stayed a few hours and got up and drove on up into Missouri the next day and turned around and left about dinner time. And I was coming back down and I was getting so sleepy I couldn't hardly see to drive. And I pulled off and walked around and you know, I thought, well, I'll, next little store I'll stop and get me something to drink. And maybe that'll help me. Well, I went in that little country store and looked around, and I thought, well, I'll get one of them Diet Mountain Dews. And I saw this thing, one of them high-energy drinks, and I thought, well, I'll get me one of them. I don't know if it'll do any good, but, brother, I stayed awake for a while. Give me the strength to get on. But I want to tell you something better than that little bottle of energy drink tonight is God will give you the strength to get through the journey of life. He'll even give you tonight and give you grace tonight to help in the trials of life. He'll give you hope in the darkness of life. You know, sometimes life gets pretty dark, doesn't it? Dudley's talking about a while ago he couldn't see to drive at night, and I'm getting that way sometimes. You know, I get out here in the dark and it's hard for me to see anymore. Sometimes I think, boy, am I going to get home? And you know, life's kind of like that. Sometimes life gets so dark, you think, now how am I going to make it? But God always gives you hope in the darkness tonight. I'm glad of that this evening. I know that. And quickly tonight, I know, it's sad to say, but I know, many religious, good people go to hell. Jesus told a parable about a Pharisee and a publican, and how the Pharisee bragged on all of his religious deeds and all of his things that he did, of his tithing, of his good works, how that tonight he was such a good guy. And he looked out at a publican that was standing afar off and had his head down on his breast. And he said, I'm not like that publican. There, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like that publican. But Jesus said, the publican went back more justified than the Pharisee. Tonight, you see, good works don't get us to heaven. Because you see, I know Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. That he's the only way we'll ever get into the pearly gates. He's the only way we'll ever walk upon the golden street. He's the only way we'll ever live in that mansion that he's prepared for us this evening. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Tonight, sometimes we get caught up tonight and people think because they're good and moral and kind and honest that God will allow them into heaven. But let me explain it to you very quickly tonight. John said that tonight, that the only way tonight to get into heaven, because he said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The only way to get to heaven tonight is through the Son of God. The only way to walk on the street of gold is through the Son of God. Lastly tonight, I know tonight that Jesus turns down no one that comes to him in repentance and faith. He said, I will in no wise cast out them that come unto me. Right, listen to me very quickly. I know I have eternal life. I know I have a home in heaven. I know tonight that God answers prayer. A lot of other things I could tell you that I know. But this also I know. Tonight, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by him. But tonight he rejects none that come to the Father by him. He's able to save to the uttermost tonight. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, what do you know? This I know. What do you know this evening? All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce, you and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask you to take this very simple message, use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. For all that you do, we'll praise you and thank you through eternity in Jesus' name. Amen.